53 Republicans in the Senate, 45 Democrats, 2 independents who caucus with the Democrats, and only 3 Democrats oppose this thing. Oppose the abortion perspective. Why? Why is it that overwhelmingly the Democrats decided to kill the Born Alive Protection Act? Let me read for you the DNC party platform. Democrats are committed to protecting and advancing reproductive health rights and justice. Well, there's that little word justice again, isn't there? We believe unequivocally, like the majority of Americans, that every woman should have access to quality reproductive health care services, including safe and legal abortions, regardless of where she lives, how much money she makes, or how she is insured. Okay, what does this mean? That means that if she doesn't have money, taxpayer, you need to pay for her to kill her baby. We believe that reproductive health is core to women's, men's, and young people's health and well-being. We will continue to stand up to Christian efforts, Southern Baptist efforts, PCA efforts. No, Republican efforts to defund Planned Parenthood centers. Now it keeps going and going and going. How come the Democratic Party has no problem identifying its enemy? It's Republicans. I don't want to get off on a big tangent here, but it seems like it's easier to call out Republicans even for some Christian leaders. But the Democratic Party has no problem calling out and identifying the enemy that they have. It's a Republican Party. They're standing in the way of justice. Why are we, and I say by we, us in evangelical circles, how come it's so hard for us to say that? The Democratic Party is evil. They're literally, I've just read for you what they have adopted. This is their party platform. Now, what was the reaction to this? I want to give you something. This is the Southern Baptist Convention president, J.D. Greer. He says, "This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. It is about whether to keep babies born alive, alive." This was on the 25th. So this is right after this went down in flames. And I remember Tom Buck said something. He said, what if it was Nazi Germany and it was Bonhoeffer saying, "It's not a Nazi party issue. It's just about whether to kill Jews or not." It would seem ridiculous. You'd say, "Well, call out the Nazi party." Now, I posted this on the Conversations That Matter Facebook, and I had some dear brothers who said, "You know, you may be reading this wrong. Maybe he's just being sloppy." And really what he's trying to say is that this should transcend these political parties. This is a moral issue. And I said, "You know what? That's fair. I'm 90% sure that's not what he's doing, but that is fair. It should transcend these things." Now, under this comment was 1.5 million. I'm exaggerating. There were a lot of comments, though, correcting this. Most of them were, "J.D. Greer, what are you talking about? Call out the Democratic Party. Call a spade a spade. These people are evil. Why can't you just say that?" And his response the next day to all of these people saying, "J.D. Greer, please be have a little bit more moral clarity on this," he says, "Supportive life should never fall along party lines. All Christians should agree we stand for life from womb to tomb." Okay, that's true. That's very true. But you didn't learn anything from those comments. Assuming you read them because you put out another statement where you kind of doubled down, there's an enemy here. Why can't we identify the enemy that's right in front of us? I'm beside myself with this.